glory to his name. Praise is what I do. Amen. Thank God for the songs that went forth by the children's choir. Amen. And by our adult choir. Truly enjoyed those on this morning. Amen. How many enjoying the Lord so far? Praise God. Praise God. It's good to be in this house on today. Amen. It didn't have to be so. Praise God. But I thank God for being in the land of the living. Amen. And being in his house. Praise the Lord. With a mind to want to serve him. Amen. I can let things that happened this week get me down. Amen. And I confess that, amen, I did let a spirit of depression get a little on me, but I feel, amen, like praising the Lord right now. I thank God for lifting, amen, that spirit, because I prayed and asked God. I said, God, please take this off of me. I can't go any further until you lift this off of me. And I thank the Lord on today that I can smile right now. Hallelujah. No, things aren't perfect, but you know what? He's perfect. And I thank God for that. Glory to God. I know where I can turn when I need some help. Because I can't do it all by myself. Amen. I confess, I need some help. And I thank God that if I look to the hills from where cometh my help, the Bible tells me that my help cometh from the Lord. He didn't say it came from my boss. He didn't say that it came from the cadets. He didn't say, amen, that it came from a stranger. But the Bible said it comes from the Lord. And I thank the Lord today, amen, for his help and for his goodness. Amen on today. Praise God. I won't be before you long, but we want the Lord to have his way because there is a word from the Lord on today. Praise his holy name. We're coming from the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Thank you. And we're going to begin reading at the 20th verse, all the way to the end of the chapter.
Summer is ended, and we are not saved. Mm-hmm. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Mm-hmm. Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Praise God. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word on today. We ask that you will bless your people right now with your word. God, touch these lips of clay that they may speak your word, oh God, a word in season, oh God, that will bless your people in the name of Jesus. And Father, let your word go forth like never before and bless the thing that you put it in. Let it prosper in the thing that you put it in. We give you all the praise now and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. You may give God, amen, some praise as you're taking your seat. Hallelujah. He is good. All the time and all the time, God is good. And especially right now, as I stand before you, God is good. Capital G-O-D, he is good. Praise God. You heard the scripture read on this morning. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Praise God. And today I just want to come to you, praise the Lord, with this theme on today. Amen. You can still be healed today. I want you to understand that you can still be healed today. You don't have to wait for the troubling of the water, you can be healed today. Hallelujah, because the water has already been troubled. Glory to God. And it's time for us to realize that we can still be healed today. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the prophet Jeremiah. And I can empathize with the prophet on this morning. He said that, hey, look, he realized that the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. He looked at the condition of his people, and he said, for the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. He empathized with his own people. He felt the hurt. Because they're hurt, he felt hurt. You ever felt that way? I was sitting here on this morning, and I looked on Abby's face, and I can see her eyebrows begin to crinkle up like she was in a little bit of distress. And I started feeling her. You know what I'm saying? You ever feel that? You know, you can see something on somebody's face, and you begin to feel what they're feeling. And this is what the prophet, he felt. He was hurt because his people was hurt. And he's upset. He's upset. He said, I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me. He's saying that, look, this man have been in sackcloth and ashes, praying for his people, interceding for his people. But the reason why his people was hurt is because of this, their own fault. It was their own fault. They missed the opportunity for their healing. They missed the opportunity for their healing, and they were hurt. And he was upset about it. It's a shame. I can empathize with the prophet this morning, because the church is in a world of hurt. The church is in a world of hurt. And I hate to see the church hurt. And it hurts. And we pray for the church. And we fast and we, you know, pray to God and we intercede for the church. Because it's in a hurtful situation. But Jeremiah's people was in a hurtful situation. And it's a shame for you to miss an opportunity that was placed right in front of you. To miss an opportunity to get something that you need and to let it go by. It's a shame that when an opportunity is presented to you, that you just neglect it or ignore it and let it get by. An opportunity that you could have had to make some positive changes in your life. You know, I think about how many of my cadets have had so many opportunities to get scholarships. And we're always constantly, almost to the point of preaching to them about scholarships and what the requirements are, and especially those that definitely meet the requirements, we're seeking them out and we're saying, look, it's available to you. All you have to do is apply. You have to the 1st of December to apply. 2nd of December comes around. I say, so-and-so, how's it going? Did you apply for the scholarship? Oh, no, I didn't apply for it. I was going to do it, but I forgot. Well, you just missed your opportunity. Because guess what? The door has just shut. At midnight on the 1st of December, the door shut, and guess what? You will not have an opportunity to get that scholarship. You just lost out on the scholarship. You see, when the opportunity presents itself, amen, you got to jump at the opportunity. You got to jump at the chance to do something to better yourself. Because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to do it for you. Glory to God. You've got to do it yourself. Amen. This is open season. Amen. There's two terms that the Lord was dealing with me about. Open season and open enrollment. And with the open enrollment, that's something that, you know, you hear on the job about your benefits. Amen. It's a season, okay? It's an open enrollment time for for you to, if you want to, you know, change your benefits, if you want to change something about your dental plan, if you want to enroll in something that you don't have, it's open enrollment time, so get in there. If you want to get your, you know, that little card where you can get your over-the-counter, well, they don't do that anymore, amen. You can get the little medical card where you can, if you have a copay, it'll pay for that. It's open enrollment time for that. So if you want it now, you got to get in there and get the application in because the time is closing. It's coming to an end, and you're going to have to wait till next year because they will not take it after a certain date. Amen. You know, we have those things on the job, and sometimes we say, oh, I want to do that, but we never get around to it. And the opportunity, we lose out on the opportunity. And so we have to wait for the next opportunity. Open season. Amen. I think about hunting, and sometimes it becomes open season and on duck season. It's an open season for hunters to go hunting. But after a while, that season comes to an end. And if you don't get your license, if you don't get prepared, you're going to miss the season. But God is saying to us today that it is open season time right now. It's open enrollment time right now for a healing to take place in you. You can be healed today. Unfortunately, and I hate to use that word unfortunate, how about this? Sadly, what happened with Jeremiah's people was that they ignored God's beckoning for them, amen, to come to him and to put down the idols that they were worshiping, amen, and to turn from their wicked ways and turn to God, amen, so that they can be healed, glory to God. They ignored it, and God closed the door on their opportunity. Sadly enough, God closed the door on the opportunity for his people to be healed. And the man of God did all that he could. He talked to them. He prophesied to them. Amen. He told them what God, what thus saith the Lord concerning your apostasy. Amen. For you turning your backs on God. Amen. For you turning and going the opposite direction that God has given you. Amen. There's only but so much time, and the time has come where it's too late. Sadly enough, it was too late for the children of Israel. It was too late for the people of God to get their healing. That's all God wanted to do, was to heal them. Heal them of their sin sickness. Heal them, glory to God, of their wrongdoing. He wanted to repair the relationship between them, because the relationship had suffered, amen, a tragic separation because of the sin that was in their lives. In case you don't realize it, sin is a sickness. It's a sickness unto death. They say there's some sin that's not unto death, but sin is sin. It's a sickness that won't go away by itself. It's a sickness that you can't take a pill, amen, to eradicate it. It's a disease that only spreads and does not diminish. Sin must be eradicated. It must be taken out. It must be removed if you want to be healed by the Master today. Glory to God. The people of God was in their sinful state. They were in their sinful situation. Jeremiah was very empathetic because he knew that the time was going to come where they was going to lose out on their healing. Glory to his name. But he let them know, in spite of the fact that you ignore God in spite of the fact that you turned your back on God, in spite of the fact that you let this wonderful opportunity for your healing to slip by you, he asked the question. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is it that the health of the daughter of my people, he said, why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? In other words, the medicine was there. The physician was there. Everything was there to heal his people. All the instruments were there. The hospital was there. The place where they can come to be healed, amen, was ready to do whatever surgery that needed to take place. The doctors was all scrubbed up. Glory to God. All the instruments had been cleaned. The anesthesia was ready to be pumped in. Glory to God. And the doctor had the scalpel. He was ready to do his cutting. He wanted to cut out this cancer that was in them. He wanted to cut out this emphysema that was growing inside of them. He wanted to cut out this spiritual, glory to God, disease that was growing inside of them. He wanted to use his, amen, x-ray so he can see where it's at, so that, amen, he'll cut out the right thing and not the wrong thing. You see, the physician was an expert. Amen. He wasn't no crack physician. Praise God. He didn't get his, amen, degree, amen, online. But glory to God. Let's hope he didn't. He didn't get his degree online. But this physician, amen, he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly where to go. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what needs to come out of you. Hallelujah. And he's standing by and he's ready to do the work. Can I get a witness in the house? Glory to God. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? A balm is a fragrant, soothing ointment. So whenever you're bruised, whenever you're hurt, you can rub this ointment on you, and it will soothe your, amen, your hurt. It'll soothe your wounds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're hurt, you need to be soothed. You don't need more stripes put on you. You need to be soothed. You need something that's going to, amen, make you feel a little better from the hurt that you have. And what you really need is something that's going to take away whatever it is that's causing you to hurt. You see, the problem wasn't the hurt. The problem was what was causing the hurt. You see, we like to put a Band-Aid on the situation all the time. We want to just, you know, treat, you know, the wound. We just want to make it, you know, give you some painkillers so that you can just, you know, go through this situation. Exactly. Treat the manifestation instead of the cause. We just want to give you some painkillers so it'll just reduce the amount of pain so you can tolerate what's going on in your body. But I don't know about you today, but I don't need no painkillers. I don't need any Aleve, glory to God. What I need is for this thing that's inside of me to be taken out. I need some healing to take place inside of me. And I'm not just talking about a physical healing today, but I'm talking about a spiritual healing on the inside. Some of us need to be healed through and through. We need to be made whole. And when we say whole, we're talking not just your body, not just your spirit, but we're talking about your soul as well. We want you to be made whole from the inside out. Glory be to God. God can make you whole today. You can still be healed. You don't have to wait. You can be healed today. Whatever your situation is, God is here to perform whatever he needs to do on you to heal you of your situation. Is there no balm in Gilead? The Lord has some balm in Gilead. He has a soothing, amen, ointment that he wants to put on you so that you can be soothed of your hurting. But you know, he won't just stop there. Hallelujah. He won't just put the balm on you, but he'll also go in and he'll cut away, glory to God, the growth that's inside of you. And once he's done with making his spiritual incision, then he'll take that balm and he'll put that balm on you so that you don't, amen, you won't have to feel the results of the surgery. Glory be to God. He knows just what he's doing. I'm not a physician. I don't know all the terminology. But I'm glad that he knows exactly what he's doing. I can't perform the surgery on myself that I need. But I'm glad I have a physician that knows exactly how, amen, to heal and how to, amen, work on, amen, Wayne Lott Sr. I'm glad that he knows exactly what I need. Amen. I'm glad that he knows exactly where to go to take out whatever needs to be taken out. And I may not even know exactly what that is, but I'm glad he knows. You may not know exactly what it is that you need, but he knows. Hallelujah to God. And sometimes we can't even articulate it. All we need to do is just pray and say, God, whatever it is inside of me that won't let me live according to your will, Father, please take it out. Glory to his name. You see, we need to come boldly before his throne and ask God to perform that surgery on us. We need to ask God to fix it, whatever it is inside of us that needs to be fixed. Now, some of us do need, amen, a physical healing. Some of us do need, amen, to be healed in our bodies. Well, the Lord lets us know, amen, that you can be healed in your body as well. Amen. He said over in James, the 5th chapter, he says, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Glory to God. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven of him. See, you came to the Lord for a physical healing. And God gave you a bonus. Amen. He healed you spiritually as well. See, our God is more than able not just to heal you physically, but to heal you spiritually. Glory be to God. And even if he doesn't heal me physically, I want God to heal me spiritually. Because the Bible said that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to God. But I know that my soul can possess heaven. And I need God to do something for my soul. You need God to do something for your soul. If he never heals your body, glory to God, he needs to heal your soul. Glory be to God. Because that's what's important today. It's important that, amen, we make it into the kingdom of God. That we make it to heaven. What about your soul today? You can still be healed from whatever it is that you have. Jeremiah's people lost their opportunity, but you haven't lost yours. By his stripes, the Bible said, we are healed. Glory be to God. He already paid the price. He already paid, amen, took all the pain for you. He already took all of the, amen, the disgust for you, all of the shame for you. You didn't have to go through and be beat 39 times. You didn't have to go through, amen, and be spit on. You didn't have to go through. Oh, yes, the cup that he drank, you shall drink of it as well. Glory to God. But what he went through is something that we could never have gone through. You could never die for my healing. You could never die for my salvation. Glory be to God. And contrary to popular belief, the chicken didn't die so that we might live. But glory be to God, Jesus died so that you might live. And not just live, but have life, and that more abundantly. Which means that you don't have to walk around sick in your body. You don't have to walk around with a disease in your body anymore. Hallelujah to God. You don't have to. But oh, glory to God. The time is winding up. Things are coming to a close. The Bible said to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. There's going to come a time when he's not going to be found. There's a time when he's not going to be, amen, here, so you can grab a hold of his garment. The Bible said that his spirit would not strive with man always. You got to get into the press today. You got to get in and get your healing while you can. You can still be healed today. Won't you be healed today? Whatever your problem is, you can come up to the altar and be healed. Whatever your situation is, whatever your thought pattern is, God can heal your thoughts. He can heal your mind. He can heal your spirit. He can heal your spirit. He can heal your soul. He can heal your body and make you whole. All you got to do is come to Jesus. All you got to do is come to the altar. All you got to do is cry out to Jesus. All you got to do is call on his name. Whosoever call on the name of Jesus, the Bible says, shall be saved. Hallelujah to God. All you got to do is make the first step and come to Jesus. Glory be to God. He said the prayer of faith shall make you whole. If you're sick, call on the elders of the church. The problem in the church today is that we don't have any faith in God. We don't believe that the elders have any power that they can heal me. We don't believe, glory to God. And whose fault is it? It's our fault. By the way, we've been carrying on monkey church. You know how they say monkey court? We've been having monkey church. People jumping around, amen, and there is no power taking place. There's no healing going on. All we want to do is come and have church. It's more to it than just having church. Glory be to God. Yeah, we can get the music riled up. You know, we said we got to set the atmosphere, right? So that means that we got to get the music going. And it's got to be so loud that you can't hear anything. And we got to get the cymbals crashing. And we got to build this thing up. Because you can't get healed without it. Glory be to God. But I want you to know today that before the music, before the cymbal even crashed, before, glory to God, the keyboard even began to play, God was here to heal you even before the service started. So it doesn't matter whether the music is playing. You got to get your own atmosphere right. Hallelujah to God. You got to get your own mind prepared. Because when you want to be healed, can nobody stop you from getting healed? Hallelujah to God. When you really want to get healed, it doesn't matter what the organist is playing. It doesn't matter if the drummer's playing. It doesn't matter, glory to God, how much noise we're making in the building. If you want to be healed, amen, you're going to be healed. If you want God to do it for you, you got to come to the altar and ask God to heal you. Glory be to God. I know you can stay in your seat and God can heal you in your seat. But let me tell you something. It's something about taking a step of faith. It's about your faith today. Hallelujah to God. Those that were healed by Jesus, they exercised some form of faith. And those that didn't get healed and those that didn't get delivered, glory to God, because they had a lack of faith. All God wants you to do is take a step towards him. If you draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto you. He'll meet you, glory to God, and he'll do inside of you what you need done that nobody else can do but our Savior. Glory be to God. I want you to stand to your feet today. I want to know if there's anybody today that needs some healing in their body. I want to know if there's somebody that needs healing in their spirit. I want to know if somebody's struggling with a spiritual situation today and you need God to heal you. I want you to come to the altar today. Take a step of faith and come to the altar. Glory to God. So we can touch and agree. There are elders that have the power of God in them that can lay hands on you. Amen. And if you're sick, you shall recover. I do believe the word of God today. And I hope you believe the word of God today too. Because the word of God is true. Hallelujah to God. Oh yes, there is a balm in Gilead. There's a soothing ointment that God wants to apply to you. There is a physician there. Hallelujah. The man wants to do something for you. He wants to do some surgery on you. Won't you come to the altar today and receive your healing today?